Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I offer our thanks to the Chair of MX4, Ambassador Elena Kuzmanovska of North Macedonia, for her efforts supporting the work of this meeting of experts. The United Kingdom would like to thank States Parties for their contributions to this year's MX4, and we would like to offer some further discussion points on the proposals. Firstly, under strengthening capacities to prepare for and respond to the deliberate use of biological weapons, the United Kingdom would like to acknowledge the important work that Japan presented at MX4 to take forward concepts that we, the United Kingdom, co-sponsored at the 2018 MX4. It is encouraging to see progress in this area, and we note with interest some key themes that have come out of events in support with this initiative, most notably including how the success of a response to a biological event, whether of natural or deliberate origin, is reliant upon coordinated multi-sectoral cooperation at the national level, particularly among public health and security sectors, how biological risk assessment could enhance risk and consequence mitigation measures, the importance of a national action plan, the development of standard operating procedures, the establishment of effective command and control mechanisms, as well as a coordination mechanism for a multi-sectoral investigation team, and the importance of collaboration between national and international teams. We have also carefully considered the proposal by certain states' parties to operationalise mobile biomedical units for use under the BTWC, and we remain willing to discuss these further. We also assess that further discussion with states' parties is required on the following specific topics: expertise and staffing requirements, analytical capabilities including data analysis for decision making, funding and maintenance of such a capability, and the drivers behind the requirement to have this capability fall within the remit of the BTWC. With regards to Article 7 preparedness and response, this is another key area where there is much common ground among states' parties. As the working papers submitted to date show, there are, of course, ongoing challenges. Nevertheless, we believe that we can identify some core elements needed for an effective response under Article 7. Those elements which could gain widespread support at the Ninth Review Conference may include a well-populated BTWC Article 7 assistance and cooperation database, such as that proposed by India and France, a clear format setting out the types of information that could be provided when seeking assistance. Elements which are likely to require further discussion include practical plans and procedures to initiate a response following a request for assistance, scientific and medical aspects, as well as operational and logistical support, will also be essential components to reach agreement on. We hope that we can build on these proposals, especially the database development, in the lead-up to the Ninth Review Conference. And we are willing to work with our fellow depository governments and any other states' parties on practical cooperation, where feasible, to strengthen implementation of our convention. Mr. Chair, in regards to the United Nations Secretary-General's mechanism, in the cases of sudden spread of infectious disease, as we are experiencing with the COVID-19 pandemic and previous large-scale infectious disease epidemics, such as the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa, it can be difficult to determine, particularly at the initial stages, whether the outbreak has occurred naturally, accidentally, or caused intentionally. Therefore, it is essential that existing mechanisms for providing emergency support and response, including requests for an investigation into alleged use, are appropriately supported and strengthened. Currently, the UNSGM fulfills the role of providing an investigative capability for alleged biological events. The UK would like to encourage states' parties to strengthen this impartial and independent mechanism. Lastly, the United Kingdom would like to commend Germany on their efforts to strengthen the United Nations Secretary-General's mechanism and offers its support for the forthcoming Capstone exercise, which will be a valuable training and learning event and the first large-scale exercise for many years under the format of the UNSGM. Thank you, Mr. Chair.